two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile right after Christmas gets done. And that means the one and only and the birthday girl, Kathy Carman, is in our studios. Happy belated birthday. Hopefully it was a good one.
It was good. It was good. We went for ice cream at the Scoop, and I went to church on Sunday and read, and yeah.
Cool.
Was doing it all.
Yeah, Darcy and Trevi were talking about that on Saturday morning with us, and I thought, ooh, boy, because of cookie and ice cream and that for two, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah, and it was great. I tried the cinnamon ice cream, and I really liked it. So
that the first time ever for cinnamon ice cream?
It is for me.
So that's a favorite now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's a good deal. Good deal. You have been just swamped with Bloodmobiles this entire month of December, haven't you?
We really have. This month it's a real important month because of the season and the weather. We've got to get in as many drives as we can. In December, usually it's kind of less because people are starting to get crazy with schedules and Christmas off and travel and just being safe out there. There are times when we do need to have blood on the shelves, and this is one of those months when there's so much travel and so much activity going on, you know, for people to have the blood on the shelves when they need it.
I know McCook Community College had one the other day, a couple of other communities. I mean, it was going like two every week, two or three every week, wasn't it?
Yep. I had three yesterday, and then I had three last Monday, three on Tuesday, and then I had two on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are pretty local, you know, as far as the drives and stuff that way. But yeah, my area. And then I won't have any now until next Monday will be Burlington, and then our 2 day then. And then Juanita will be on Friday. So we're still pushing to get that. Thank goodness weather has been very much cooperating with it. So then we don't have to worry about travels for the staff, for the donors, for, you know, getting the blood back to the place where we need it to be.
Heck, folks can come in recently shorts and T-shirts for crying out loud instead of overcoats and stocking hats.
Yeah, we won't have to get the coat rack out this next week.
You bet. All right, got one Tuesday, Wednesday, Redlow County Fairgrounds Community Building, isn't it?
Yes, yep. And Tuesday we start at 12:30 to 6:30 like we normally do. Now, Wednesday's going to be different because it's New Year's Eve, and I want to get everybody home, everybody home, staff, donors, you know, just all of that home if they're wanting to celebrate the New Year, but also sometimes that's Christmas for a lot of people. So we are going from 9:30 to 3:30 on that day, and normally we're 11 to 5. Mm-hmm. So we're going just a little bit earlier. Hopefully people can adjust their schedules. I am just thinking, gosh, what a great way if you've got family in to come out and donate as a group and give a family give. And give blood to help save more lives. Now, one of the things, because we hit this between Christmas and New Year's, there's giveaway, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it's like the coolest, and we wonder what they're coming up with. But this year, it is a long-sleeve T-shirt. It's black, and it doesn't have much on the front. It just has a red cross on the corner. And then on the back, it has a big blood drop with two people with arms that have a red bandage on it for giving blood, and then just gifts and just a lot of different little things on giving blood and what it can do, you know, for the families and for the patients that need it.
Terrific. So you got 2 days, and check your schedules. Make sure you're eligible.
Right. Everybody should be pretty eligible. I wanted to also share, last time with the Power Reds, we had a little hiccup with our blood supply in a product for the Power Red kits. Now we are back to normal. So our O-neg, A-neg, B-neg, and O-poses all can come in and donate if they're eligible, and we can check that for them. They can always call me at my 345-4473. Probably not that number, but it's my cell phone, 340-5424.
We have too many phones.
Oh, man, don't
we know. And too many passwords. Don't feel bad because I feel your pain, these things.
Yeah, it's just, calling me, you can do that. You can actually even go online and look up things. Right now, I know we're eating more from Thanksgiving and on, but we want to make sure we're eating the foods that are higher in iron. And I grabbed my little sheet. You can always go look up things and stuff. But starting and doing the high iron and all the proteins and stuff that way. But just doing that, starting even 2 and 3 days before, if you're not a big meat eater, then do the beans and the different things that you can do to get that iron. We've had quite a few get deferred because of that. So I'm trying, you know, we've got like a good week here where we'll be able to take care of ourselves and eat right and eat wrong. But have a good time because it is, you know, it is, it's the season, you know. We allow ourselves, there's no guilt there. There's just enjoy and then pick it up after the first of the year when we need to buckle down. But having the blood on the shelves is so important. And with the Power Reds, everybody can come in and donate if they're eligible. They'll know because if they've got the app, it tells them when they're eligible. There is a height and weight requirement for females and males in going, and we don't take anybody under the age of, I think it's 18 on it because of that. And right now we're not doing any like first timers. We're just doing the ones that know their blood type and want to try or give the Power Reds.
So keep that in mind once again when you're donating next Tuesday or Wednesday, all the info on the Power Reds right there.
Yes. And then I wanted to share the blood donor app is really cool. Donors are commenting about they see where their blood goes, like to the location, you know, on that. They get a thank you for doing that. It's so important. We don't have enough. Our numbers have dropped quite a bit. And I mean, our goal this time is 75. And that's probably one of the lowest numbers I've had. Working our way back up from COVID and stuff has been a struggle for all drives across the United States. It just, we haven't gotten back to where we were. And so what I want to do is invite everyone to ask one more person to come out. I've got openings. We haven't really started calling yet. We'll do that probably today. I'm not much in little, maybe a little bit in tomorrow, and then we're going to stop till after, you know, towards the weekend and stuff and do that. But if you want to jump online, and then I don't have to call you. I mean, you can jump online and sign up. If I see you on the schedule, you're good to go. You're golden. So if you want to jump online, you can do that through your blood donor app. You can even text me and say, hey, put me down four, you know, and go that way. But just having our schedule full is going to benefit. I know there's some sickness going around and that. I know earlier in the month that was really bad. And so just taking care of yourself during the season and being able to go and get out and donate. But the walk-ins are welcome to come in. And then I wanted to share that this month we're talking about giving the gift of life and helping others say, but December is National Month of Giving. And, you know, we're not asking for money. We're asking for an hour of your time. And you get good treats. We'll have cookies. We'll have sandwiches. But we just need you to support all the communities across, wherever you might be going, wherever you are. Just step up and give. It really does make a difference in the lives of others.
How's the Big Ten Conference deal going?
It is over.
It's over.
It happened. We were neck and neck. Gosh, it was crazy. We were neck and neck with Wisconsin, right? And it was December 5th was the last day. And then they awarded Wisconsin, beat us out. We were ahead that whole first, that end of the month. We were ahead of like on the second and third, we were ahead by 100. And then it was like Wisconsin must have been sandbagging. I don't know. But anyway, they just like popped up like almost 1,000 up by the Friday. So it's okay. We won it last year, you know. So, and Wisconsin was the only other one. It was just between the two of us. Everybody else was at least 5,000 units low. But it was kind of fun. And more people were actually giving. I know they said that there were quite a few first-timers, and I know they're doing stats and stuff on it, but I think the first 3 months, first 3 weeks of it, we had already hit 30% of what we had collected last year on that time frame. And so that was pretty cool to hear. So more people came out and gave in supporting the colleges for that. So it was a great promotion going into the fall and the winter season and into January and February.
Hopefully they'll come back and do it. Yeah, they'll do it again next year.
Yep. I think it surprised me they did it this year. I thought it was just a one and done, but it's exciting. So yeah, maybe more schools will get involved then. So, but yeah, it was a fun thing. We were promoting it and people were getting involved. They got t-shirts and then There's some that are getting hats if they were a double donor during that time too. So, but yeah, it was a fun promotion. I think it was one that was neat to get involved with. And I think a lot of people were involved. I went into Colorado and I had them voting for Nebraska too. So.
Wow. Shocking that a Colorado would vote for Nebraska. Wow.
I know. Well, and then where Colorado isn't in our Big Ten, right. You know, it helped. I said, you don't have anybody to vote for. You might as well vote for me.
There so, you go.
But no, it's good. It was a good competition. And I think, like I say, the biggest gain was we had more donors come out and give during this time.
Well, I know you got a lot of Bloodmobiles coming up in 2026, and a lot of those are put on by the high school kids too, aren't they?
Yes. High school seniors. Usually we kind of know going into the year and stuff, but high school seniors earn scholarship dollars all the way from $500 clear up to $5,000. And depending on how much they collect throughout their year, and we can add it together. And we added just a new group, HOSA group in Benkelman. They're going to run three of the drives there in Benkelman, along FFA's running the other three. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat to be able to disperse it so that more can actually earn the scholarship dollars too.
And again, if folks have any questions on that, they're listening and say, hey, it's good scholarship money. If they want to get a hold of you on
yep.
that, right?
Get a hold of me.
All
yep.
right.
And give me a shout.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Red Willow County Fairgrounds Community Building. Please, once check your app, get registered that way. Call you, get registered that way.
Yep. And Rapid Pass, guys. Remember
yes.
to do that. Day of, you've got to do it day of, but it helps you about 10, saves you 10, 15 minutes in the history side of things. And if you don't, it's not like it's mandatory. You don't have to. But the ones that are wanting to get in and out fairly quick. That's what you want to do is use the Rapid Pass.
Hopefully you and Mark and the kids are going to get together a little bit.
Yep.
Or are you traveling
yep.
a little bit?
They are coming to us.
Well, good.
And then we're going to go to Mom's and Goodland on uh-huh. Saturday this week. But the kids should be here, tomorrow.
I was just down to Goodland recently. I looked across the street and says, I've been over there before on a Saturday watching volleyball all day.
Yep. And you're more than welcome. Mom would let you come in anytime.
I just kind of hung out. And we had a game at noon and a game at... No, at 2 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, or something like that. I just hung out at the field house all day, just you know, doing that. So
but it was fun. I think Mom enjoyed having you guys come over.
Well, maybe sometime we'll do it again.
That'd be good.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year, and as always, we'll do this again. When the 2-day Bloodmobile rolls around 2026. Now, the next one's going to be.
It'll be February, and it's like right towards it's the last Tuesday, Wednesday of February.
Okay,
is what it is. So we'll be back in then, and then it'll. Hit April, and we'll have the whole. I'll get the whole year for you here shortly.
Sure, super. Thank you, Kathy,
Thank
as always.
Rich. Merry Christmas.